Day 39. This is the prophecy, Isaiah 25, verse 8. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Life is fleeting and passes us by so quickly. At times, it can seem like a never-ending series of goodbyes. Yet, there is a future that God has promised to his people, one without goodbyes. On that day, there will be a grand celebration with a lavish banquet. On that day, we will rejoice because our God has made all things new, and we will walk in fullness of our salvation. It is in this hope that we wait. Every day we anticipate the complete realization of what God has done for us through raising Jesus from the dead. Judgment may be coming for the world, but for those who trust in him, they will be spared the consequences of that judgment, the second death. God in Jesus will come again to his people, and death will be swallowed up in victory. He will touch his people in such a powerful way that the very tears on their faces from the anguish of trial and tribulation will be removed by his hand, and the stigma of following him will be replaced by the joy of beholding his face. Until then, we wait patiently for that day when we will put on our immortality and the goodbyes of earth will be replaced with a welcome from heaven. Today's reflection. God has promised a glorious future for his children, a future without goodbyes, where death is defeated for all time. Spend time today and reflect on what you are most looking forward to in eternity with Christ.